You're listening to the Closing Market Report for a Friday afternoon. We're now joined by Eric Snodgrass. He's from Agrible. Hey, Eric, thanks so much for being with us. Let's get right to it. Looks like it's going to be a beautiful weekend, but things might change after that. Start in the nearby and then you work your way out.
All right. So the first thing we got to be really thinking about is for about 7, maybe 10 days now, I have been watching for this pretty substantial pattern flip. And what I mean by that is, we've really enjoyed the fact here in Illinois that the jet stream has been hanging out in Canada. What I mean by that is that all the cold air, which is going to be on the north side of the jet stream, has been in Canada. And even though we were, you know, over the last 30 days, we've been cooler on average, the last 10 days have been actually quite warm. In fact, it's been very warm at times, getting up into the 60s around here. And that's very, very warm compared to average. Well, all of that is about to change. And what I mean is, we have a pretty big shift in the overall flow of the jet stream, such that a pretty massive cold air outbreak in the form of a deep trough is setting up over the Great Lakes. And the way it's going to be coming in is that starting, Monday into Tuesday, we need to be watching for the development of a pretty big low-pressure system that's going to go through the Great Lakes area, a little bit to the north of it, and it's going to drag a pretty big cold front through us, and so we're going to be getting quite a bit of precip to start next week. But like you said, until we get there, we're going to enjoy this warmth because we're going to be south of that jet stream. Well, after that goes through, so starting, you know, let's call it middle of the week next week, we're going to be watching for the development of that trough, and then that trough's going to set up shop and really not let go for a while. And that's because on either side of it, so think about the west coast of the United States and then think about Greenland, we have two large ridges that are bulging to the north. So basically when that happens, that displaces a lot of cold air to the south. And there are some projections that may say that that pattern may stick around maybe all the way until Christmas time and maybe beyond that. Some of the longer range projections by the ECMWF, our European model, are really hinting on that pattern not really breaking down anytime soon. So that's what weather looks like around here.
Do you have any longer term projections for the winter months, and are they related to La Nina?
The big question is how is that going to set up our pattern for January, February, March? And some of the consensus in the longer range models suggests, hey, we might see a near average, potentially cooler than average, and more stormier in terms of winter storm track through the Ohio River Valley. So that's been a pretty consistent picture we've been painting now on these Friday updates for a few months. And so it's still coming in that way. So I'm watching it closely.
And from Brazil or South America?
Yeah. So if we talk about South America, the bigger picture idea here is we know that it was dry early and then the rains have come in. And boy, has it been raining. The next 10 days for the center part of Brazil, so think Mato Grosso, Goiás, the Tocantins, getting down into Mato Grosso do Sul, that area is just getting hammered with rain. But down in Argentina, things have been drying out a little bit. It's not as though they haven't gotten any rain, but it's drying out. And what the longer range models have been suggesting is that January, February, and March may carry a dry bias for western parts of Mato Grosso, the Goiás and Tocantins area, and also maybe for Argentina as well. Now, we've been able to see this for a few weeks coming. What will be crucial, and this is why next Friday will be an important day update for you and I, is that we'll get a brand new set of long-range projections from multiple modeling groups as the new month arrives, and that'll really kind of set the overall pace for what we're expecting the rest of the growing season to be. So we need to be on the lookout for the potential for some drier than average conditions for South America moving forward.
Hey, Eric, thanks so much.
Yeah, thank you.
That's Eric Snodgrass, of course. He's with Agrible, joins us here on the Friday edition of the Closing Market Report. I'm Todd Gleason.